Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. You're here with Lavon. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Thanks for joining me. You know, on Fridays, we like to balance out the news with a little bit of information and ideas about how you can be your best you. Tonight, I am live from a self-healing class regarding essential oils and emotions. So you'll be hearing Sasha speak for the duration of the program. We're going to be doing a little guided meditation, a little writing exercise, and filling our brains with awesome knowledge. So try not to call in tonight because Sasha's not going to take your calls, but please listen in and we'll have a lot of fun. All right. Go ahead and get started. So, for those of you who don't know me, that's a lot about me. I have been in the health, wellness, fitness industry for about 16 years. And So, everything from teaching yoga and exercise classes to raw foods and doing acupuncture for 15 years now, something like that. So, and then I was a supplement buyer, so I've been really, expand, like everything has been about learning and growing and how to be healthy and take that all in for body, mind, soul, spirit. So I learned about doTERRA oils and have been very impressed with them. I've been using them for everything from my own health to my patients, my animals, giving them to people that have children, and they really, really are lifesavers. And one of the things I'm most interested in with the oils are with the how to use them for emotions. And it's always a very interesting subject, and everyone's always wants to know more about it. So we're gonna have this little fun talk about that and how they affect our emotions are based on like what's going on with us physically will have an emotional basis. So we're going to get into that a little bit. All right. Then we're going to do a little exercise where we're going to smell some of the oils, and you guys are going to write down on your pieces of paper the thought or feeling that it invokes, and then we're going to listen to a little visualization and go from there. Okay. So start off with, we're going to have this book that I'm going to pass around. It's the Emotions and Essential Oils Emotional Reference Guide. And this is kind of like the book specifically for doTERRA oils. It gets into each oil that doTERRA makes, and it has a whole page about how it affects you emotionally. So I'm going to pass these books around later. If you guys want to buy them, you can get them at below cost. A few of us get together and we buy them in bulk so we can give them to you guys at below cost. So they're $16. And then in the back, so each page tells you like exactly what the emotion of, like if you're really drawn to say lavender, and it'll talk about the emotions addressed and what lavender does on that sense. And sometimes it's really like, wow, that's totally me, when you read about it. And then in the back of the book, it gets into every emotion from A to Z that you can think of, like degraded, dependent, depleted, depressed. And you can see what oil would help with that. So it's like a quick little reference. And it's a real neat book. So this class is loosely based on the companion CD that went with it, which is written by the guy who wrote this book, and then I just added some stuff to it. So essential oils, they're highly prized for their incredible healing properties for the body, but they're also used for caring for our physical body. It will lead us to new stages of growth and development and self-actualization. Until you stabilize your health to some degree, you won't be as likely to move to other stages of healing. So most people begin here with healing. They begin on the physical level. They have a problem and they think, oh, I need to get some help or whatever my physical problem is. So there's a man named Maslow. He came up with a hierarchy of needs. And he said we have physiological needs such as food, water, and rest. And as we achieve these needs, our next level of needs would be safety, such as money, love, belonging. And then we seek out self-esteem, which is acceptance, praise, and then self-respect. And then self-actualization, which is developing into our own, fully into our own ideal self. So you wouldn't really think much about self-growth until you know, like, oh, my basic needs are met, such as food and, you know, safety, and then money and love, and then you kind of go up the hierarchy of needs. So we seek this self-esteem, and there's five stages that prepare us for the next stage. They build on each other. So there's a mind-body connection. There's a relationship between your inner state and then your outer experience. For example, when someone's really worried, they'll get ulcers or stomach problems. In Chinese medicine, there's also that corresponds too, because every organ has an emotion attached to it. So for instance, fear is the kidneys. It affects the kidneys. That's why a lot of children are bedwetters, if they're really scared. And like heart is overexcitement or overjoy, which is why people might get a heart attack. If, you know, like say they win the lottery and people have a heart attack, that's like overexcitement. Like the body, the mind can't handle that much. And liver is anger. So a lot of people that have liver issues, like cirrhosis of the liver, and they might have been alcoholics or maybe not. And then they usually have had some deep-rooted anger issues. And spleen, stomach is worry. So overthinking, pensiveness, it'll affect our stomachs. So, you know, that's what we look at in Chinese medicine sometimes when someone comes in and they say, oh, I want to work on my anger issues, or I want to work on my, you know, on my fear. And then we look at the organ and see what's going on. And a lot of times there's a physical problem that corresponds. So, and then as well with the oils, we use it the same way. So a lot of times if something's going on, like our example of someone having an ulcer, we look at the oils that treat ulcers, and a lot of times they're also going to treat worry and problems like that. So by changing our attitudes, feelings, and belief, we can change our life situation. So there's a relationship. Our bodies mirrors our inner feelings, thoughts, and attitudes, and our bodies will manifest and express unresolved emotional issues through illness and disease. The disease doesn't originate in the body alone. So Dr. Edward Bach, he is the creator of the Bach flower essences, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but they sell those at most health food stores. They're probably the most popular flower essences out there. And he said, the disease will never be cured by our present materialistic methods for the simple reason that disease in its origin is not material. In other words, disease doesn't originate in the body alone. They are the result of long-standing emotional issues and are spiritual forces that produce an effect in the physical body. And then he then goes on to say that any healing that takes place will only be temporary if you're just looking at the physical body. Judging or denying our inner state doesn't make it go away. When emotions are dealt with, they create blocks. Yeah, sorry. When emotions are not dealt with, I don't know if that didn't sound right. Deal with your emotions and you're going to get blocked. Thank you. So have you guys heard of Louise Hayes? She's a very famous woman who wrote a bunch of books and very powerful author and healer. And she is a great example of someone who had this as her life example. She had a pretty rough childhood, and she was pregnant at 16, and she got married, divorced, and then she, you know, got cancer, and she had all of these issues, you know, anger and a lot of issues. And then with cancer, she wanted to figure out, well, what have I done, or what's going on in me to cause this cancer? So that began her lifelong journey into healing. And then that from that came all of these wonderful books, and she became a wonderful, you know, really leader in this field of body-mind connection. And, you know, she's at least 86. I'm not sure how old she is, but when I read about her, she was 86 and she was still writing, and very vibrant woman who had healed her cancer from working on the emotional sense of it. And her most famous book is about how each physical ailment relates to a certain emotion. So like back pain can be money issues, and, you know, vision problems might be. A lot of times it makes sense, like, oh, you don't want to see things, like you don't want to look and see what the problem is. So therefore you start getting like cataracts or something. And so it's always really interesting to look and see, like, oh, what's going on in myself? Like, oh, I have bladder problems. Maybe there's some, you know, like letting go issues, because, and it could be the opposite way around. Like sometimes, like incontinence versus excessive flow can mean the same type of problem, just everyone manifests differently in everyone.
Can I have
some? Sure.
Another person's name? Mario Martinez. And he has that called the Mind Body Code.
Okay.
Similar. And the one interesting thing about him that's a little different than some others is he brings a cultural context in which the messages were created.
Ooh.
And so he very much talks about this, what you're talking about, is that it is not just a body. It will not heal only a body. But it's all, it's many things.
Based on the culture that you grew up in.
The culture that you grew up in, the culture of the society. So it could be big and it could come down.
That's great.
And he's a neurologist. He did neuroscience. Anyway, he's fascinating.
Yeah, I have heard of that. That was a bestseller, The Body Mind Connection, right? I think it was a pretty big book. Okay, so these blocks that we get from our emotions, they can affect more than just our physical body. They can affect our relationships, our money, our health, our spirituality, our communication, our personal development. And we all have problems. It's a necessary part of life, but it's about how we deal with them, with our certain with each of our own situations, to how we're going to heal. So try offering self-love by listening and responding into your own body, giving to yourself. Your body's always trying to help you. So whenever you have a problem, just remember, your body's always trying to send a message. And I've seen that time and again as an acupuncturist, that people will come in and maybe they have Bell's palsy, which, if you don't know what that is, it's kind of like a stroke of the face. And oftentimes it's one side of the face and you can't really smile and all the muscles are kind of hanging. And a lot of times people tell me, you know, I was really stressed out and I was getting migraines, and they weren't paying attention that your body's giving you like, hey, like the knock. Like, listen, and then you don't listen, and then you get hit by the 2x4, and then you get something really horrible like Bell's palsy or a stroke or a heart attack. But oftentimes our bodies are being very kind to us by giving us these warning signs. And so just listening to that and then trying to see, like, okay, am I holding on to too much stress? What can I do to take a step back? And, you know, maybe the anger is causing it, or the fear or the worry. And these are very, very predominant emotions. I would say that 75% of the people that come in here, that's the main complaint, is depression, stress, and anxiety. We see it all the time here in the acupuncture world. And, you know, it's from every age too. Young people have it really hard, teenagers. So really dealing with this is super important, because this is only going to cause future problems. You know, it's not going to just cure itself. It's, you really have to get to the root of it. And oils are a beautiful way to do that, because they go right to the source. So let's see here. So you all know probably about how smells are very important to bring us back to memories from childhood. And there's been lots of research done on this, and how the sense of smell can bring up a memory of something happy or something sad that happened to you in your childhood. And I know my own personal example is always cloves. I've always loved clove oil, because when I smell the cloves, and it took me a long time to realize, like, why do I like cloves so much? And it reminded me of when I was in church, in Bible school, and we always would make things with cloves. It just seemed like cloves were always around. Yeah, maybe it's a Southern thing, you know, because I grew up in Louisiana, but we always had tons of cloves. And so I remember those were happy days when I was sitting in there and making fun artistic things. And so, you know, the clothes was a happy memory for me. But somebody else could smell clothes and be like, oh, that reminds me of my grandmother's cooking. And every time we went over to her house, they were always fighting. You know, so this would be a typical example of how just smell, even though it doesn't really have anything to do really with today, if you had never smelled that before, you might have a totally different thought. So it's comes from the doTERRA magazine. It was an article about the power of aroma and how we react to smells by feeling and not thinking. And it gets into about, you know, the neurochemistry throughout the body. And it says one of the most well-studied areas of aroma research is the effect of smell on emotions and mood. So there's been millions of dollars really spent on research for oils, and they're really diving deep into this aspect of it. So there's convincing evidence demonstrating that simply inhaling the aroma of an oil is effective for calming nervous or anxious feelings in a variety of settings. And they're using oils now in the hospitals, more progressive hospitals, of course, like Vanderbilt Hospital in Tennessee. They're using oils for studying. So, for instance, they put lavender oil in diffusers in the ER they were testing more the nurses and the doctors, and they found that through studying it that they were way calmer than the nurses and doctors that didn't have the oils. So something as simple as that, just like putting the scent of lavender, which is very calming. And they also have used the oils for other things, not just for emotions, like for frankincense, using it for cancer and, you know, things like that. And they found that frankincense will actually cure, or I should say that it will actually kill cancer cells. Yeah. And there's tons of research on that. Very, very cool stuff. But as far as emotions go, using it just the calming oils such as bergamot and, you know, there's quite a few blends. And like I said, lavender is a great one. All the oils have some emotional component to them, or I should say most of the oils do. But using those to invoke whatever emotion, like whether you're trying to uplift yourself or bring, you know, calm yourself down, make yourself feel happier or just more balanced, there's different oils for that. And then knowing that is a really simple, easy way of how can I, like today I'm feeling this. Okay, I need this oil. Yeah. So the close connection between the aroma and the emotion becomes obvious in our everyday life as certain odors trigger memories or specific feelings. Some aromas directly impact mood, while others trigger memories, such as what I was talking about, often one tied to a strong emotion. And intriguing new research has also helped us to recognize that the benefits of aroma extend far beyond just emotional regulation. In addition to influencing the limbic region of the brain, olfactory centers are also linked with the hypothalamus, an area of the brain more familiarly nicknamed the visceral control center because it controls physiological functions throughout the body. And the hypothalamus exerts its powerful influence by interacting directly with the pituitary gland, or the master gland, which is a small gland located in your brain. And this gland secretes hormones involved in the regulation of blood pressure, hunger and thirst, thyroid, sleep, production of sex hormones, memories, and other things. So because of this direct link of the olfactory system to the area of the brain, the aroma is capable of interacting directly with the hypothalamus, influencing neurochemistry throughout the body, and in turn, potentiating powerful health outcomes. So it starts there, and then like everything's connected, and we really see that with oils. So it's really beautiful. So now I'd like us to do a fun experiment where I'm going to pass around the oils, and they're going to be covered. And I apologize if these keep falling off, but just try not to look and see what it is. So I'm going to take the lids off so you can't read the top of them. And then you guys are just going to simply, you know, spend as much time as you need. There's no hurry. And just smell it. And then just kind of close your eyes and just think about what that, try not to think about what it is. Like, you know, Laura really knows a lot of these oils. And some of you guys may know what they are because you work already with the oils. But try not to think about, oh, that's lavender, you know, because that's using a different part of your. We want to kind of just let this be very fluid and just think about, you know, go to your heart level and think, oh, how do I feel when I smell this oil? Or maybe it'll even bring up a certain experience or memory. And that's, you know, and then just write that down. So I'll be passing them around and. If you guys need more paper, too, I have. Plenty of paper. So we just kind of keep like putting your fingers to make it sticky. Okay. Then when you're done, we'll just pass them off to the left. That'll be good. Yeah, we'll pass it off to the left. And when you're ready, I'll kind of take it from you and and I'll kind of, so you don't have to get up. Maybe it's a nice and open your
chest. So this is B. Yes.
You can just write the letter down, and yeah, because each one has a letter. Yeah. I see I need to use new post-its every time. I thought I was trying to conserve. You know what I'll do? I don't have to make it exact as long as you guys all have your letters. So just have A through E written down because you're going to be doing one of each. Yeah, just without an oil. So just write A, B, C, D, E, F, right? There's an F. Yeah. A, B, C, D, E, F. And then you can let me know towards the end, like, which one you don't have. Did you have that one already?
No, I can't.
Yeah, some you may not like, and we'll talk about that too. Like, what happens when you don't like an oil, and what happens when you do like an oil. So, I don't know.
So we're kind of supposed to see how it makes us feel.
Yes.
And if we think it reminds us of anything.
You could think, yeah, you could come up with, like, I feel calm, or motivated, or made me sad, or reminded me of my grandmother, or, you know, that makes me happier, that makes me sad. You know, it could just, whatever you feel, whatever comes to mind. There's no right or wrong with this. I mean, you can write a haiku if you like. Whatever inspires you.
I'm going to make
If you want to, feel free. Well, I mean, just don't try to smell it later, but if you want to use any of these too, feel free to put some on you. If you're like, oh, I love this one, put some on you. Yeah. Just don't smell it later to confuse you about which other one. Do you need more paper?
No.
Oh, you're good? Okay. If you do, it's just right here. You can just grab it. Yeah. These oils are so powerful, too. Just smelling the caps. It's like you can just smell the cap all day long because they really are very aromatic.
Lovely oils.
Oh, you did that one? Okay. What about you? Did you do C or A? You did both of those, all right? You didn't do D yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I knew. I was like, what was I thinking? Pass around circles. It's never going to work. Everyone takes different amounts of time.
Here's B and you already.
Okay. And did you do E? Anyone need to see? Okay, let's see. Nice. Kind of works out.
I'm done.
Is it all yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you do A yet?
Yes.
You just need F?
Yes.
And B.
Oh, okay.
Need F. I know what F is, just looks such a mess. Okay.
A,
you did A and
oh, I think
D.
I didn't have that. Yeah.
You didn't do F? Okay. What about A? Anybody need A?
I need E.
Need A.
Here's B.
Yeah.
Anyone need B?
I don't need B. All
right. I wish you guys were here. This is awesome.
Okay. You just need F. You did F. You got all yours? Mm-hmm. Just B.
Just B. Okay. Okay.
Okay. B. And you need. Okay. She's got B. You got E and D.
No, those.
Okay.
A, D, and E.
Okay.
Which one did we do?
E? Here's E.
No, I did those.
Thank you.
A, B, C, D, E, F. I got all of them.
You got all of them six?
I need C.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that one is B. Okay, you need to smell E again. Okay. You're good.
Beth is trying not to touch the top unless she wants to.
Yeah. Yeah, unless she wants sticky fingers.
Oh, I need ink.
Yeah. Which other one do you need?
There's only six. I got them all.
You got them all? Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Six all of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you need one more?
No.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Do
you want to smell E again or are you good?
I'm going to need
an A. Oh, actually,
you do?
But only because I like it a lot.
I know, it's nice.
I'm like, I'm going to eat that. I'm going to eat that oil. I'm just going to drink it. So maybe.
They're similar. When I tell you what they do.
Are some of them blends?
They are, yeah. Okay. I think at least half of them are blends. Yeah.
Blends. Yeah,
let's see. There's one, two. There's four blends. There's four blends and two that are just single oils. And by the way, the reason that they're so aromatic, doTERRA is super high quality oils. They get them from wherever the origin of the plant is. So wherever for instance, the lavender is going to come from the high Alps of France because that's where lavender is going to be the most potent, have the most chemical constituents for the best healing properties. Yeah, so that's super important when you're working with oils, because if you're using lesser oils, like say lavender that's grown in Utah versus lavender that's grown in the high Alps of France, it's going to be a whole different product.
Are there different grades of oils?
Well, yeah, there are, sure, and to get the most top quality grade, you have to pick the plants in the right season, which has the right climate, and you know everything has to line up. And so that's why it's important to get them from wherever they're supposed to be grown. And then also that the right, so for instance, vetiver is grown into the ground. It's a grass that grows deep into the earth. And a lot of these farmers, they'll cut it like after it's maybe 6 inches in the ground. Whereas doTERRA, they'll let it grow very deep into the earth because they know it's going to be way more potent. And that's where you're really getting like the healing benefits if you let. Just
pulling out all that stuff from the earth.
Yeah, but it takes longer. It costs more money. You know, the farmers have to wait longer. So, but
do they put it like on the manufacturers? Do they put it on the bottle like what the grade is?
No, it doesn't work like that. No, and actually there's no standardization at all for oils, which is really sad. So that means you can go into a health food store and buy an oil. It'll say 100% pure essential oil. And there's a good chance that's a lie because it could be even synthesized with no real essential oil in it, or it could have maybe 10% essential oil and the rest is a filler like nut or seed oil, which is why they go rancid. And you always know from the smell. So your smell, your nose will really tell you about oils. And doTERRA's oils, that's why they last forever. You can literally not open up, if you open up the citrus ones, you need to use them up within a year. But if you don't open them, they'll last forever. So, and some of them get better at age. So like frankincense, it actually gets better like wine. Yeah, and that's super important because you want to have an oil that will last forever and not go rancid. Yeah, really
especially
important.
If you're putting it inside of other things.
Exactly. That's why you can't actually ingest most oils, but if they had most of the doTERRA ones you have, there's some that are just like poisonous there. You're not supposed to really have anyway. Some of the trees. But if you look on the sides of the bottles, if it says supplement facts, that means you can take it internally. And of course, there's always going to be guidelines for that. You're not going to want to necessarily just drink a whole bottle of something. But yeah, they're going to be safe to take. And one drop of oil will service every cell of the bottle. So every cell of the body. So really, they're super potent.
Can
you don't need much.
Can you explain to people like how application on the skin is so important and so powerful? I don't even think people understand how their skin is a live organ.
Sure. There's three different ways to use the oils. And one is aromatically, which is just smelling it with what you guys just did. Our diffuser over there has On Guard in it, which is to use to help build up the immune system. It kills viruses and pathogens. So that's aromatic use, just smelling it. And the diffusers are great because you could just use it for like 4 or 5 drops of oil and regular tap water, and it'll last for 8 hours, that certain diffuser, 10 seconds on, 10 seconds off. So everyone in this room is getting the benefits for 8 hours of four or five drops of oil. So it's wow. It really stretches out your oils to use them in that way. Plus, it's wonderful to sleep with through the night where you're getting the benefits of the oils. And then the second way is topically. So topically, you can use them pretty much anywhere on the body. You just don't want to put them in your eyes, ears, or nose. You want to put them anywhere else. And a great spot to put them is on the soles of the feet because our pores are the largest on the soles. So anything you do on the soles of your feet is going to absorb into the bloodstream within 30 seconds. And that's super important because if you're really stressed out and you're doing an oil for stress, you know, put it on the soles of the feet because it's going to get right in there. You're dealing with like maybe high blood pressure and you feel your blood pressure is going up and you made up a blend for yourself, which you can do, which is a wonderful thing about oils because you have your own little, you know, pharmacy over here where you can really come up with creations for almost any problem you can think of and they're safe too. So it's not like herbs where you have to be careful. There's a lot of side effects. There's really very little side effects with the oils. So you can and you can use them on children. They're safe enough even for babies. I know of people who put them on their babies after a few hours after they were born. You just have to dilute, which doTERRA recommends fractionated coconut oil. But there's other ways to dilute as well. So,
this and then the fastest.
Probably take internally. Although they say if you get them in on or around you, they're going to work. So fastest, I would probably put them on the soles of my feet, and also put it in my mouth. And then taking them internally, if it's meant to be taken internally, you can put like a drop under the tongue. So like I said, one drop does a lot. You might want two drops, and it will work immediately. And my own story with that is I was having some sort of like weird vision thing about a month ago while working. I have no idea why. I think because I was really tired. Someone said I might have been getting like a migraine, but I've never had a real migraine. But I was getting auras where I was seeing like a kaleidoscope of colors around everyone. And I couldn't focus. And I was working. And I was busy. And it was kind of freaking me out. And I'm like, oh, I hope this doesn't.
That sounds awesome.
It was almost like a drug trip. But at the same time. I'm like, if this gets any worse,
then, I can't poke people.
Yeah, it's going to be, I can't really focus in on them, right. But it was kind of scary, honestly. Right. And it lasted for about 20 minutes. And then I'm like, I need to do something. So I used a couple of different oils, and frankincense was actually, as soon as I put it on the crown of my head, it literally went away immediately. And frankincense is the king of oils. And that one's used for everything. I mean, everything you can think of, but it's wonderful for the brain. And that's why I'm like, why didn't I think of that before? So I just put it right on the crown of the head and immediately cleared up. It'll actually help with seizures. There's like testimonials. You can go on YouTube and type in like frankincense and seizures, and people will have their own testimonials. I'm not so sure. I mean, it seems like it would be because that's the brain and it's affecting the brain. There are some other ones that are very good for headaches in general. Deep Blue is a blend that doTERRA makes. Yeah, there's also Past Tense is another. It's called the headache blend. Sometimes you have to experiment, like you may get migraines and Deep Blue works great for you and you may get them and you need to, Past Tense. So you have to see what works for you with the oils.
Well, on Pinterest, it had different types of headaches. Yeah.
And Deep Blue came up?
For migraines.
Okay. Yeah, Deep Blue is great for all kinds of pain. So, okay, so you guys ready to see which... Yeah. Which one?
Stretching.
Okay. Oh, and then the third way I think I mentioned was internally, but when you do that, you can either take it in your mouth or you can put it in a glass of water. You can even put it like in a glass of like coconut milk or almond milk if it's the taste, or you can put it in an empty gel capsule. You just open up a gel capsule and take them internally. So those are the three ways of taking the oils. But again, this is specific to doTERRA oils because do not go home and just whatever oil you have in your essential oil you might have in your cabinet because you bought it in the drugstore. You probably almost definitely can't take it internally.
Can you take all of these internally?
Not all of them, but most of them. Most of the single oils you can, and you'll know because it'll have supplement facts if you can. Most of the blends you can't because they put something in there that's not meant for internal consumption. But some of them you can, like Digestin. It's meant to be taken internally, and there's quite a few that are. But a lot of these single oils are what you already know about, like with spices. So there's like lavender. There's clove, there's basil, there's rosemary, there's thyme, and you can cook with them, and they have lovely aroma and flavor and very healthy, and because you're going to get all the medicinal effects as well, as long as you don't cook out the, you know, like you might want to add them towards the end, like if you're making a soup or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll talk about what oil is, which is which. So we'll start off with A. So A is balance. And maybe you guys can tell me what you thought of, if somebody wants, you know, you don't have to say, but if somebody wants to tell me.
I used that when I was
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else have
a... That's what I wrote, relax. Maybe no relax.
Relax, yeah. Yeah, balance is a wonderful blend. I mean, I love the smell of balance. It's very popular. It's very good for balancing the left and right hemispheres of the brain. So if you're feeling literally like, oh my God, I'm gonna, you know, I don't feel balanced at all. I feel like I'm all in my head, spacey. This one really grounds you and balances you. So it's a wonderful one to put on your feet. And they say even in the books that you can put like a drop on each finger and then cross over the midline of the body. So the left hand puts it on the right occipital region on the back of the skull and the right, you know, and this is like a nice little thing to do. You could also do it with the ears. You could do that with a lot of things. You can just cross over when you're using balance. Oh, wow. Yeah, that gets into like, I don't know if you guys have heard of Brain Gym, but it uses a lot of that crossover exercises. So like touching like this, if you're feeling really unbalanced, that's a really wonderful thing to do. Just start doing crossover exercises. You know, and there's lots of crossover things you can probably think of, especially that you did as a child. Wonderful for children that are having a temper tantrum or their ADHD, and just have them do some crossover and drink water. That's the whole premise of Brain Gym, which I've studied, and it's really beautiful. So it calms someone down immediately. Drink some water and then do some crossover exercises. And you can go online and research like Brain Gym exercises, and they have like gym, like, yeah, going JYM.
JYM. I'm thinking gymstone.
Yeah, like going to the gym. So it's a gym for the brain.
They have gyms on the brain.
Yeah, you can actually take courses like Brain Gym for golfers, Brain Gym for business executives, but it's very popular for children because I taught children's yoga, and so I studied Brain Gym because sometimes we would do the Brain Gym, and it gets involved with like swaddling, you know, all kinds of things like that that are very calming for children, but also for adults. We don't always act out what we feel like a child will. Like children, they don't care if they look like an idiot.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're just honest,
they're
you know?
Freedom.
They're yeah, they're freedom. Freedom, sometimes to our detriment, but they're freedom, and we will often bottle it up, which causes more problems, and that's why, you know, adults get cancers and things like that, because we're bottling it up instead of just, I'm angry, and I'm gonna, you know, stomp my feet.
I'm a big advocate of adult fit.
Yeah,
it's good to get it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. Like they have.
I do the whole thing. And my friends are like pillow fights, and I'm like, yeah, I feel better now.
Yeah,
5 second fit, man.
Right.
Have a fit. Seriously, do it.
Right. Yeah. 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 I don't know if you guys have ever read any Eckhart Tolle, but he talks about that. Like
I love
how.
Him.
Yeah, he'll talk about. He's a wonderful author and speaker, and he talks about how like he was watching these two ducks at the pond. And they got into a fight and they're just like going crazy. And then like they both flapped their wings like it lay, you know, like get all release all the energy. And then they were back to being completely peaceful. And he's like, why can't we as humans do that? But no, we'll like a year goes by, you know, like I'm still mad at you, you know, and things like that. Because we hold that in. It's like, let's, you know, mimic nature and animals. And, yeah. And children even, you know, like let's just let it out instead of bottling it up. So anyway, so balance is great for that. And it is actually very good. So balance is a few oils. It's got spruce. It's got hoewood. It's got frankincense, of course, for the brain. It's got blue tansy, which is a wonderful herb. And I've studied blue tansy is one of my favorite oils. It's very good for liver cheese stagnation. And liver cheese stagnation is what's like 90% of adults have. And it's when, or children do, but it's when you're bottled up that anger. It's like irritable, anger, you know, resentment, rage. Like you have liver cheese stagnation. And so we see it all the time in acupuncture. And blue tansy is the oil for it. So it's got blue tansy in it. Smells wonderful. That's one of the reasons it smells so good. It's also got blue chamomile in it. So yeah, so that's great for balancing. Okay, so the second one, does anyone want to tell me what they felt from number B?
Remind me of like cleaning chemicals, like a new carpet, which I don't like either.
Really?
Funny. I wrote it down in love.
In love?
Yeah, I love it. But happy? It also made me feel awake love? Too.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's interesting. Okay. It's elevation, and this is the joyful blend. So this one is for. Yeah, yeah, it's a very happy, you know, like you're this is like the main oil to use when you're depressed.
Oh, maybe I don't need it, and that's why I smell it.
There you go. Yeah, some people, it's rare people don't like elevation. Most people really like it, but not everyone, you know, everyone's different. It's funny, I should have you guys smell the one for
in focus. I didn't include that one. That's actually my favorite one, which is funny because I have focus issues, and it's the one for like ADHD. And so I just do not like the smell of it all. It smells like mothballs
funny
and
story.
Patchouli, and yeah, it's got patchouli in it. And I just, yeah, but
my nutritionist specifically tells me when something disgusts me, it's because I need
you
it.
You need
more.
It, right? Yeah, and that's what I was going to tell you too. Like the ones you're drawn to, they say you need. Like if you're very much drawn to an oil, like I went through a period after I got into the oils where I was just like addicted to frankincense. Like I had to have it in, on, around me all the time. So it was like crack for me. And I was constantly like drinking it and smelling it. And I think I really needed it because I've had some brain things going on, you know, like medically. And I think it was just fixing something. I don't know. But all I know is I was addicted to it. And then one day I didn't, you know, I was like, I mean, I still like it, but I didn't need it anymore. In fact, I think I was going a little overboard because frankincense can make you really high. Like literally can make you high. And it's like a caffeine shot. And I already have a lot of energy.
Yes,
so I don't need like more. It's in the morphine bomb. Right. Yeah. And sometimes I would feel like, wow, I feel like I just drank 8 shots of espresso. And I had like 2 or 3 drops of frankincense in my mouth. I'm like, I gotta chill out on the frankincense. It's like too much. Yeah. So, but you know, I probably needed it for that time period. Maybe the emotional reasons. I'm not sure why, but I just listened and did it and took it. But the ones you also are repelled by, like you were saying, often you need those as well. But sometimes you're not. What I've read is you're not always ready to deal with it. Like you might like frankincense. I was ready to deal with whatever it was bringing up. But maybe like in tune, I'm not ready to deal with. So I put it to the side. But the author of some of these books, they'll say, if an oil repels you, then you should work with it for 3 months. Every day, use it for 3 months.
Yeah.
Or if you love it too, work with it for at least 3 months. Because that's a good time period to see what it changes in you. So instead of just trying it for a couple, you know, like a week or, you know, oh, I'll try it for 2 days because I like, you know, you really need to stick with it. Like as you're doing it for a therapy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So C, what did you guys think of C? Refreshing?
Resting. Healing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one. It's citrus bliss.
What is
this? This is citrus bliss and it's the uplifting, invigorating blend. So this is the one to use when you're feeling lazy, unmotivated, just, you know, not like blah, then you use citrus bliss because it really brings you up. It's a wonderful one to diffuse in your car when you're driving, if you're feeling tired and kind of, you know, just not into it and you got a long way to drive. Yeah, it's good to use at work too because it kind of keeps you up and you want ones that keep you up at certain times. So citrus bliss is a great one. I love this one. I think it's great. It's got vanilla in it too. So that was kind of those little guys that I have in there, yeah, you can, they're battery operated or USB port. So you can put them in your car. Yeah, with your battery. Yeah. I mean, you put a battery in it instead of USB. Yeah. Right. With batteries, I should say. With your battery.
Sorry.
All right. And then, okay, so what's the next one? D. What did you guys think of D? It's still going.
Uplifting.
Yeah, inspired. I see the same thing.
Yeah, anybody else?
I think we did B.
No, we did we just A, B, C.
What?
Yeah, C was the one that was the citrus bliss. B was elevation, the uplift, the joyful blend. And then A was
So what is D?
So D is bergamot. And bergamot is an amazing oil for stress. Any type of stress. Physical stress, mental stress, emotional stress. Stress. Yeah. And then something really nice that I learned. I took a two-part course, level one and level two, called Aroma Acupoint Therapy, because when I started getting into the oils, like, I get into everything, and so I wanted to learn more and more, so as an acupuncturist, I learned about this training, and it was created by an acupuncturist who also is an essential oil expert, and he has his own line of oils, and it was using the oils on specific acupuncture points for healing. And yeah, really neat stuff. And that's what I learned about, like, the blue tansy bean, you know, like how in Chinese medicine do these oils work. And to start every treatment out, they use bergamot on ear shin min, which is the point right here. And that's what we'll do. I'll just pass it along. So you guys just do like that. And you get plenty on one finger and then do your fingers like that. And the point is right in the upper, it's called the triangular fossa.
of your ear, but because your finger's so big, you're definitely going to hit it. I'll show it to you on my little ear chart, and just all you're going to do is lightly touch. Don't like press super hard, and then just breathe and close your eyes and, you know, hold it for about 30 seconds. So
with the oil, I'm going to pass it around
on your finger. So
yeah, I'll actually show you so you can see exactly where the point is. And again, your finger's so big, you're going to definitely hit it. So as long as you get it around there. Yeah. It's like wearing a triangular fossa. So that crevice in your ear. And what does this do for us?
It is wonderful for stress. It's it's a very calming point. So
I should have told those guys. That's a much easier way of doing it.
Okay.
So you see, like, that little frame.
Yeah.
So your finger will completely cover the whole thing.
My little ear is kind of...
See?
Mm-hmm. So if you put your finger just, like, where the kind of the fingernails touching the kind of the part.
Mm-hmm.
And just breathe, close your eyes, just feel it. And then also, when you're done, you can just hold your fingers in front of your nose and inhale. So that one.
I just felt my trapezius muscles, like,
relax.
Totally relaxed.
Oh, nice. Yeah, sometimes I've heard, like, people at the training, they were talking about if they have someone with them that's very stressed out, and they just go in their purse, get it, and they just go up to the purse, and the person's like, whoa, 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 and I don't know why you did this, blah, blah, blah. And you do it to them. You know, a lot of times they're so in their heads, they're not even paying attention to what you're doing. You know, they won't even notice that you're, you know,
enjoying
you,
them.
You put it on them, and then you can see them just, like, they don't know what's going on. They don't know you just use essential oil, so you can see it. It's not just, you know, because you know this one's for stress, and therefore it's calming. It actually, you put it in action without them knowing it. Or you do it to a child having a tantrum or something like that. And you could just see them, like,
I want to get
it. It just really helps you. And then if you haven't smelled it, you know, take a deep breath again, because it's a very lovely smell, I think. It's, yeah, it's all citrus and lovely, lovely stuff.
Which one was that again?
That's bergamot. So some of you guys said that, like, it, you know, it kind of helps with calming. And yeah, you thought it was uplifting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some people will find it uplifting, whereas, you know, for stress, maybe for you, an uplifting feeling will get rid of stress, whereas somebody, a calming will get rid of stress. So, yeah, look at all that. Yeah. It's a good one to use to sleep. I use that in my diffuser because I have one of those diffusers next to my bed. And sometimes I'll use bergamot before I go to sleep, and it just, you sleep nicely, you know. It's, like, very relaxing. Sweet dreams. Okay, so the next one, E, what did you guys think of that?
Grounded.
Grounding?
Aware.
Okay.
Energized.
Energized. Okay. Grounding, energized. Okay.
Calm.
Calm. Well, this is Serenity. This is the one I use the most in the clinic because this is the main blend for...
That's why I felt grounded.
Yeah, it's the main blend for anxiety.
I come here to get grounded.
Yeah. And I use it all the time in here. Most people love the smell of it. I've only met one person who didn't like the smell of it. It's just a lovely smell. It's got lavender in it. It's got vanilla. It's got a few things in it, but... Bubblegum, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably the vanilla that smells like it. It's got marjoram. It's got Roman chamomile, ylang ylang, which is very, very fragrant. Some people pronounce it ylang ylang. And people pronounce it all different ways, but it's the Y-L-A-N-G. You know that one? And then it's also got sandalwood in it. Sandalwood's lovely for grounding. That is, like, the main oil. If you're, like, going to meditate or pray and you want to really go deep, sandalwood is, like, amazing for that. So Serenity helps animals tremendously. There's a video on YouTube that you can look up. It's, you just, you know, Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look up dog whisperer and doTERRA, and there's a clip of him using Serenity on a border collie that's, like, crazy. And he says, oh, let's get the acupuncturist in, but they don't show him getting acupuncture, so I don't know if he also had acupuncture, but he may have. But bottom line, he uses Serenity, and that dog calms down fast. Yeah, and the announcer guy's talking over him says lavender, but it's, if you look at the bottle, it's Serenity. So
yeah, you can use it on birds.
What's that?
Or if you can use it on birds.
Yeah, birds, you have to be careful. For animals, dogs and horses are the main, animals that really respond well to oils. And I've heard of horses even more than dogs. And I'm about to try that out because next week I'm going to work on a horse. My first horse ever, I'm going to use essential oils
Wow.
and acupuncture on the horse. It's
Oh, wow.
a
How
friend, my
cool.
friend's daughter has this beautiful horse that they use for competitions and, and they're having so many problems with attitude that they might have to get rid of this horse. And it's a major life thing for them. I mean, this horse costs, tons of money and they love this horse. And anyway, so she's desperate. And so I was talking to her and she's like, yeah, I want to try anything. I said, well, I would be happy to, try it. So I'll be really curious to see what happens when I use the oils, especially because I've been reading about the horses and they respond really well. So, and sometimes they'll tell you, like they'll like smell it, you put it in front of them and they'll come to it, or they'll be like, no, thank you. But birds and horses, I mean, birds and cats, you have to be a little careful of because they can't handle, they don't have the,
So what would you
Same.
put it on to
For all
use
of
with
them.
the
You have to use, just like children, you have to dilute, so fractionate
Right.
coconut oil for
But
all
then what will
animals
you
and
actually
children.
So like what will you put it on?
His feet, his
I'm gonna probably put
smells.
it on, I'm probably gonna let him smell it, and then I'll probably
Like
put it
your
on different
hands.
acupuncture points. Yeah, like Yantong for calming, because he definitely needs that. He's got a cold right now, she told me, so I'll be
He's
using some
stressed
oils for
out.
that. I'll probably be putting on the different acupuncture points, stomach 36, just different points on his body for whatever is going on. I'm going to use my intuition for it because I really, I'm not trained in this and I'm just doing this for her as, just to try it out. And then the acupuncture too. I haven't trained in horse acupuncture, but, I've studied like the horse anatomy compared to human anatomy. There's a lot of crossover with the animal anatomy. There's things you just learn and by studying charts. So I'm just going to kind of try it and see what happens. Yeah.
We'll
So,
keep me posted.
Yeah, keep me
yeah.
posted.
But dogs and cats, I put this on a cotton ball and put it in my cat's carrier to go to the vet, and it's like night and day, night and day. Because the first time I took him to the vet, because I just adopted him last year, he was like, meow, meow, like typical cat. And then I said, oh, I read that this one's good, so I put two drops on a cotton ball and put the cotton ball in his carrier, and he didn't make one peep on the way there or the way back. Although the
Wow.
second time I did it, they threw my cotton ball away in the carrier. So, yeah, and you could put it like on their collars, but you just don't want to put it directly on them because it's just too intense. So that's good to remember, and children too. So that's Serenity. And you were saying that you thought that Serenity and A and E smelled alike. Yeah, it's because Serenity, they make together, they make up what in doTERRA they affectionately call liquid Xanax. So if you use those two together, like a drop of each, then it's similar effects to Xanax.
A
Yeah.
and E.
Yeah, so that's balance and serenity. They call it liquid Xanax. So yeah, doTERRA oils, they'll have lots of blends that people have made up that, they have like a blend called Calm the Witch, which helps calm you down. There's like liquid Ambien for sleep. You can do that. There's the ADHD, the liquid Adderall, yeah, and liquid morphine balm. So there's different blends, recipes that people post. There's no shortage of those things, like on Pinterest and Facebook. And I
Makes up a
mean,
lot for
yeah, you could literally sit in your front of your computer for like, I don't know, 20 years and never read all about it. I mean, there's a ton. YouTube
Wow.
videos, Vimeo. I mean, it's really a ton of stuff people have discovered. So it's really fun. Okay, so F was very different. I'm sure you guys
Yes,
noticed.
I
We
loved
knew
it.
it
You
felt
didn't like it. You loved
strong.
it.
It
You
felt
didn't like
like
it.
powerful,
I didn't like it.
You
Old
didn't like
world,
it.
like
Repelled.
sacred
It's so funny.
knowledge.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
didn't like it.
Anyone like it?
I loved it.
It's funny. It's vetiver. Vetiver is the
Oh
one I
yeah,
was
I hate
telling you
that.
grows into the ground.
Must be helpful for
Very
sleep.
thick too. I said it
It's
was
very thick.
magic.
Look,
I
no,
literally said it
nothing.
was magic.
It's so hard to get it out there. I finally got a drop out. Vetiver, and it's really thick. It's like syrup, It's
Yeah.
really thick. Vetiver is wonderful for grounding you because, like the plant itself, it grows into the earth. Instead of growing up, it grows into the earth. So that's what it does for you too. It just grounds you, really. So it's like the main ingredient in the liquid Adderall.
I'm already grounded.
Yeah, you're already grounded, so
It's
you don't
not
need it.
like
Well, although it repels you, so maybe you do need
Maybe.
it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I used to not like the
Maybe
smell
it's
either.
for the people around me.
Right, maybe
Whoever's
that's it. I used to think, oh,
around.
this one's way too, grassy, earthy, something. And then I kept smelling it. I'm like, oh, you know what? I kind
So
of like it.
pungent.
It's very pungent, but I think some of the oils just grow on you too, like no pun intended, but they grow on you and you just start to kind of, oh, I really like, that's how sandalwood was for me, because I used to not like sandalwood and then I loved it. So sometimes it's fun to just kind of try it later and see what it does. But that one is wonderful for sleep. Yeah. If you have sleep problems, this is like an amazing oil. Some people respond well to vetiver and other people respond really well to lavender. Some people respond well, you know, like Roman chamomile, and oftentimes making up a blend is nice. And so that's what we do with the oils. We'll get the roller balls and put fractionated coconut oil in them and then add what, you know, make up your own recipes. There might be like 6 recipes for sleep and you might need to try 5 of them before you find
but
the
you
one that works
try
for
a
you.
Drop of that.
The vetiver? Yeah, exactly. Because if you make a blend, you won't smell the vetiver the same.
I had to really dilute it with other oils to get it to.
Well, you put it in fractionated coconut oil. So, for instance, I have a couple little bottles that I have made up. And you can just kind of see what it looks like a blend. So, like, this is the Calm the Witch. So,
I got vetiver on it.
No, this one doesn't have vetiver. It smells like all the really good ones, like Citrus Bliss. It's got Serenity. It's got
that's
Balance.
Wonderful.
It's got Lavender. It's got a bunch of oils in it.
Is this one you made up?
Yeah, this is one. This is the Calm the Witch. Like, I didn't come up with the recipe.
It smells a lot like
Serenity. Exactly. And it's so easy. You just buy these little guys. There's a company called Aroma Tools, which sells, you know, it's a pretty good price for yeah. So anytime you're feeling, like, upset or... wherever you want.
I need
you
one
just,
of those.
Oh, that's a good one. Just bust it out. And it's really easy to just pour. Crack, yeah, you just throw it at the
person. I was just thinking that. We just like throw whatever you want.
So,
spray it in case.
But yeah, it's really easy. You just pour the fractionated coconut oil in the bottle, and then you don't really need that many drops because you can really dilute these oils and still get the same benefit. So I always tell people, like, if you're using them topically to make them stretch out, definitely mix them with fractionated coconut oil because you'll get so much more, you know, bang for your buck. Like, for instance, Serenity, I use in the clinic. No one can tell the difference. If I show you that one and this one, you can't tell the difference. It's exactly the same. This one is only. I'ma let them know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.